Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So amen, amen. And without further ado, we're going to get ready to go into the lesson tonight. We still are on the original setup, Eternal Judgment, part 6 tonight. And my brother Robert, should be joining me in a few minutes. So while we await for him to join, let us go into prayer. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that you are God and that you are all powerful. We're grateful for this opportunity that you've given us once again to take this journey into your word. So, Father, we ask that you will bless us once again with the presence of your spirit and release through your spirit the revelation, knowledge, and understanding we stand in need of. Father, I pray that you will bless the speakers tonight. Bless us to rightly divide your word unto those that are listening in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we just thank you and we give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you?
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for another blessed day and another good opportunity he has given us once again. To share the word of God again with the people, and once again to provide some pain and punishment to the devil again, and it's nothing he could do about it. So we are grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God for this opportunity tonight to give the word of God. I want to give a scripture, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother here. We are on Eternal Judgment Part 6 tonight. And after tonight, we'll have one part left, which will be tomorrow night, part 7. We're on part 6 tonight. I want to come with 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 in our Bibles. And for those of you that's listening, once again, if you have your Bibles, hey, turn with us. We want you to see this for yourself, okay? And for those of you that don't have your Bibles, hey, praise be to God. Pencil and paper, jot this down. Jot this down. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. I want to speak on this verse. In fact, I might need to make a correction. That's 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Okay. For those of you who have your Bible, we're going to the second book of Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And the Word of God says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad." Now, my brother and I have been sharing with you about this eternal judgment, and that we have been sharing with you that everybody's going to be judged. Paul here gets specific because the reason why he's getting specific here is because here he's talking to Christians, okay? Now, we know in dealing with the judgment overall, every man, whether you're saved or not, is going to be judged, okay? Here, the Apostle Paul gets specific because he said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." Now, he was talking to the Christians here. Why would Paul have to say to the Christians, "We all must appear"? Because there are some Christians think that they're not going to be judged. Amen. And this is why some of them commit sinful acts and they think it's okay. And then, as my brother said, you say something to them, they say, you can't judge me. They think that they're not going to be judged. They go out there and fornicate, commit adultery. And if you approach them and say, hey, brother, sister, that's wrong. That's fornication. That's adultery in the sight of God. Well, you can't judge me. Cut you off in a heartbeat. Okay? And in their mind, hey, man, they think that because I am saved, it's okay for me to do those things. I don't face no consequence. You know, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to turn on to my hands, my brother. There were some people who had professed to be Christians who came, and many of y'all heard me say this testimony before. I had been saved probably a year or two. I don't think it was 2 years, maybe a year. They come up on my job, and they was talking to people, and they went to talking to me, and they started telling me, said, well, you know, you don't have to repent anymore because Jesus, he cleansed you in the blood. I said, wait a minute. I said, so you telling me I could go out there and sin? And he, no, you've been cleansed in the blood. The blood. I said, oh, no. Now, people, I want you to understand something. I was still a one-year babe, but I knew better than that, okay? I mean, I knew better than that. But once again, there are those who teach that, just like they teach once saved, always saved. And once they teach that, they're saying that once you say, no matter what you do, okay, just like you got some of them teaching about, you know, being wrong to divorce and saying that if you remarry, even if the person had committed adultery and all that on you and broke the covenant, you go and remarry, you can't remarry, you still joined to the other person. Come on, okay, come on. See, the great example of the marriage is between God and his people. Now, if you can break the covenant with God, you definitely can break a covenant with people, okay? Okay, I mean, let's be real about it, okay? And here Paul said, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ. He didn't say some of us would appear. He said we all. And once again, yeah, that takes away gender and it takes away color, okay? Yeah. It ain't just the white Christians or just the black Christians or the Chinese Christians or just a males or just female. He said we all. And we're going to receive according what? To the things that we have done in this body. Okay? He said, whether it be good or bad. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So remember this. Amen. You're going to get rewarded for the good, but also remember this. You're going to get a reward for what you did that was evil. Okay? Period. Okay? I mean, God is a just God. He's a just God. He's a God of truth, okay? He's not a lopsided God. He's not a biased God. He's not a prejudiced God, okay? And so, therefore, we're going to be judged. We're going to all, he said, we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, okay? So, once again, to the Christians that think that I don't have to, but you have to, this scripture, one scripture right here, tears that up by itself, okay? But once again, you have some who are professing to be Christians, they carry that type of thinking, okay? They carry that type of thinking. And they thinking that what they do here now, you know, Brother Robert can't say nothing to them. I mean, they go out there and they go to a store and they got a purse or a bag and they take their clothes off that rack and put it in that purse or that bag and they walk off with Brother Robert and Brother Robert look at them and say, hey, man, excuse me, sister. Excuse me, brother. But that's shoplifting. That's wrong. Well, I'm going to tell you, Brother Robert, you can't judge me, and I'm covered in the blood of the Lamb, and I'm saved. And then they only want to be around Brother Robert no more because they, you know. But then let them walk down the street and find a sinner. Run up in the store and come out with a Twinkie in their hand without paying for it. Oh, you gone to hell. Oh, you gone. You know, it is amazing. Okay? And that's the negative side where some of us as believers have gotten into. Okay? You know, because we're excusing sin, quote, because we're saved. Now, I want to turn over here to the hands of my brother and let my brother, for these next few minutes here, give what God has given to him. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we give glory to God, hallelujah, and to his holy, righteous name. And I'm standing in agreement with my brother today in this scripture. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I agree with my brother with this scripture, okay? Hallelujah. That we all going to stand before God's judgment bar, before his judgment seat, the seat of Christ, okay? And everyone must stand before him, okay? No matter who you are, the only people that's not going to stand before Jesus is little children, okay? But we're going to stand before Jesus. We all of us grown-ups, we're going to stand before Jesus, okay? You can bet your bottom dollar on that, okay? Now, if you were talking about betting your money, you could bet your money on that, okay? It's a sure thing, okay?
Amen.
We are going to be there, bodies, souls, and spirits. We're going to be right there, okay, standing right before
Amen.
You ain't going to be able to say nothing. You know why? Because you're going to know that everything that he says is right.
Yeah, amen.
It's gonna, you're going to be, miraculously, you're going to know things you didn't know before. Miraculously, you're going to see things you didn't see before. Miraculously, they're going to be right there before your face.
Yeah.
And the reason why you don't know a lot of things now, okay, or can't see a lot of things now, is because Satan is blinding you, okay?
Yeah.
That's why you have to ask God to remove the blinders. That's why you have to ask God to remove the thing that's hindering you. That's why you have to ask God to uncover the thing that the devil is doing against you, okay? Because the thing that the devil is doing up, or that he's doing upon the whole world, he's making the whole world see things the way he wants them to see it. He's able to do this because people are walking on in their sins. And so the devil can give you
Amen.
A spirit of illusion where you be thinking,
yeah.
Hey, man, I know I'm all right. I'm all right.
Amen.
Yes, I'm all right
Amen.
Today. And you think just because God's grace working for you and you got out that bed today, you all right. You ain't all right.
Amen.
You just giving a chance, okay? Or you could see it in a different way. You're giving another foot of rope to hang yourself with, okay?
Amen.
You could see it that way also, okay? Because you don't understand that you being judged, that you have been judged by the Holy One, by the true and living God, by the judge of all the earth, okay? As we reveal to you, okay, that there's only one true judge. Now, we got judges on this earth, okay? And if we don't show up, you know, for our court date, what happens? Show up.
You're jailed. You Amen.
Or worse. Because if they have to come get you, you're going to be in trouble, buddy.
Amen.
You're going to become a fugitive, okay? and if the law can catch up with you, What makes you think God can catch up with you? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I'd like to read this scripture here. This is the Isaiah 52nd chapter. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the last verse in Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, the 15th verse.
Amen. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 15, for those of you who are listening, once again, we ask that you turn there. Hey, we want you to put your eyes on it. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 15, the word of God said, so shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. But that which had not been told them shall they see. And that which they had not heard shall they consider.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, in this particular scripture, this is one of those scriptures that's talking about Jesus Christ shedding his blood, this sprinkling
Amen.
Of his blood, hallelujah, on many nations.
Amen.
And because Christ did this, everyone must be silent before him. Why must everyone be silent before him? Because he is king. Jesus
Amen.
Is the king.
Amen.
And the kings, he says, the king shall shut their mouths at him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because Lamb has sprinkled his blood, and he has been given all authority in heaven and in earth. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said that in his gospel. All power has been given me in heaven and in earth. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lamb. So when you read that, glory to the Lamb, kings are subject to Christ. You
Amen.
Are subject to Christ.
Amen.
In another scripture, it says, created the world. He created the earth and everything that's in them, that's in the earth, okay? Now, he doesn't control, Jesus doesn't control everything. That would be a lie. Does Jesus control everything?
No,
he doesn't. Does he control you? No, he doesn't.
No.
Because you would be
mm-hmm.
like a robot.
Yeah.
He gives you your own. Remember what we told you? He gives you your own freedom. Doesn't he give you your freedom of choice, of liberty? That's what he gives you.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb. It's not one person that can sit there and say that they don't have, that they not doing whatever they want to do. They are doing what they want to do. This is one. This is the reason why if we go to hell, that's why we're going to hell. Because we sitting here on the earth telling God, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not going to do this. No, I'm. And then everything the devil tells us to do, whisper in our ears, that's what we do.
Yeah.
The devil said, now, why don't you, you know, you don't want to go to church today, do you? And you say, no, Shepherd,
yeah.
I don't feel like it. And you just lazy tell, you'll sit there and sit there and sit there and say, no, I ain't going. I don't feel like going today. They can do without me today. That's a little thing there. But it's gonna land a lot of people in hell. You know why? Because if you can't do that little thing, how you going to do a big thing that God asked you to do? How you going to stand up in a time of persecution, when persecution come, okay? We're subject to Christ. We belong to him, okay? And the reason why we belong, everybody belongs to Christ, is because Jesus Christ bought our dominion back with his blood, okay?
Amen.
And we was captives to Satan, we was captives to sin, but now we don't have no excuse. Jesus said,
Amen.
What did he say? He said in the 16th chapter of John, he said, they don't have a cloak anymore. He said, they don't have a cloak anymore for their sins.
Amen.
To hide their sin. Because I came, because Jesus Christ came and did what he did, and showed that there's no excuse for you walking in sin, that you don't have to walk in sin because he paid the penalty. You can
Amen.
Walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, hallelujah, this is the reason why you're going to hell because Jesus Christ took away all the excuses. There is no excuse, okay? There's no excuse for kings. There's no excuse for the poor. There's no excuse for nobody. There's no excuse for the abused. Nobody has an excuse. You ain't going to get up there the last day and have an excuse and say, I got an convenient excuse, but my husband used to beat me up. No, that ain't good enough excuse. Sorry. No excuse will do, okay? You can sit there and say, well, my father abused me when I was a little child, and I just went crazy. Nope, that's no excuse either. Jesus Christ died to set the captives free. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. But if you understand what Jesus Christ died for, and how he is the only one that is your salvation. Jesus Christ is your salvation. Jesus Christ said
Amen.
To the Jews, he said, in the 8th chapter of John, the 9th chapter of John, he said, if you don't believe that I am he, you're going to die in your sins.
Amen.
That's what he said to
Amen.
Them. Okay? Now, you got a lot of Jewish people nowadays thinking that they don't have to repent.
Yeah.
They that because they are the of Israel, that they don't have to repent. But the scripture
Amen.
Says that there's neither Greek, that there's neither Jew, that there's neither barbarian, that there's neither Scythian, bond nor free, there's neither male nor female. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You don't have an excuse.
Yeah.
And in everyone that was born in this world was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. I don't care whether you're Jewish. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're a Hindu. I don't care whether you're a Buddhist. I don't care whether you're Islam. I don't care what. I don't care if you was born under the mountain and you never did nothing wrong in your life. Glory to the Lamb. That ain't the point. The point is that you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and that Jesus Christ is your only way to salvation.
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb. Because if it was just that, anybody that just did will worship could get into heaven.
Yeah.
The Buddhists don't do no sins. They sit there and just moan. They just sit there and moan all day long and chant all day long. And the Hindus that sit there and just sit there. Shoot, some of those people outshine Christians sometimes. Okay, you know.
Yeah.
But they born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It don't make no difference. You know what you say. You still born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and you cannot save yourself. You don't have no power to save yourself. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word of God. That's what the word of God says, okay? So kings, even kings, have to shut their mouths at the word of God and shut their mouths at Christ, okay? Do you know? It was a pope back years, many years ago. I don't know exactly when, but it was a pope and it was a king. And the king offended the pope. And the
Uh-oh.
King says, because the king didn't believe that the pope was who he said he was. But the pope fooled him. The pope pulled that number on him. He pulled that number. He said, I'm the vicar of Christ. In other words, he was saying, I'm the image of Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm the only way for you to be saved. If you don't believe in me, you're not going to be saved.
My Lord.
That devil. And you know that king, you know, he, you know that king did. That king, because he had offended the pope, he made that king crawl to him on his knees for a while, okay? He had to walk on his knees, okay, to him.
Wow.
A king.
Mm.
That was a, okay, there was, I think there was, what you call it, the time of the old, you know, when it was called the Dark Ages, okay? Anyway.
Right, yeah.
He made that king crawl on his hands and knees to him and to do penance. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that man lied. Because this king really believed. He had to believe that. To crawl on his hands and knees. Because at first, he had said some things about the pope, right? He said, I don't need him. He needs me. Or whatever, you know. And so
yeah.
He had all this. Now, the king had this big army and everything, right? And he was one of the major rulers. But he had that man crawling on his knees, believing that gobbledygook, okay? believing that he was salvation. And he told me, he said, "Now you're not going to get any more of this sacrament." I told you, "You're not going to get none of this sacrament until you crawl on your knees. You're going to be anathema." What
Whoa.
Does anathema mean? That you ain't gotten, you're not saved. That you know no more part of the body of Christ. That's what that means, okay?
Yeah.
But you only seen Paul use that one time in the scriptures where he says, if a brother does this certain thing, let him be anathema. And you have to do something really bad to be anathema, okay? Not just somebody saying something about you, okay? But anyway, I'm going to get over there up to my brother, okay? In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the illustration and the word that my brother brought. And as I say, I am in agreement with my brother here as he shared that with you. Tomorrow, we will be doing part 7, the 7th and final part to this. And then after that, we're going to a new series about the Holy Spirit. Okay. And then after that series, we're going to go into the meat of the matter. We're getting into the falling away. So praise be to God. So we thank God for all y'all been praying for us. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ this day that you have blessed us. And Father, we ask that you continue to bless the speakers. And Father, watch over and keep us as you've done. Help us to rightly divide your word and give it to the listeners. Help us to do that. We'll be pleasing in your sight and bring glory to your name. So Father, we thank you once again for this night that you have blessed us on this broadcast. And thank you for giving us the ability to give your word to those who are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget another broadcast come up at 7 o'clock, Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, tonight. And tomorrow night, my brother and I will be back with the 7th and final part to Eternal Judgment. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.